This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So there's been some good news for the plantations industry, particularly the smallholders. Now, despite an unimpressive third quarter 2019 results, prospects for the fourth quarter appear to be promising on the back of these better CPO prices. Now, since the start of Q4 2019, CPO prices have gone up by 34%. Palm kernel prices have also increased by 45%. So for more insight into the matter, this morning we have on the line with us Ong Chee Ting, Regional Plantations Analyst at Maybank Investment Bank. Thank you for joining us, Chee Ting. So tell us, did the Malaysian plantation sector surprise on the upside for this third quarter earnings season?
No, the sector did not surprise on the upside in the quarter. To be fair, given the still low CPO price of about 2,000 ringgit per ton in the quarter, which was barely above the industry's cost of production, the sector wasn't expected to do well. It was a question of how bad they will have to perform in the quarter, and 50% of our coverage came in below expectation.
So what were the reasons for 50% of your coverage coming under below expectation and missing earnings estimates then?
So besides the low selling price of CPO, which was down 8% compared to a year ago, palm kernel price, a so-called byproduct, was also weak. Compared to a year ago, palm kernel price was down by 35%. And besides the low palm prices, higher fertilizer application was also a reason for some. And this was partly mitigated by growth in FFB output, although I must say quite a number of planters missed their earlier internal growth targets or guidance provided at the start of the year. At the start of the year, companies were expecting high single-digit to double-digit growth, but they have now guided for flat to single-digit growth.
So looking forward, are you expecting better numbers in the fourth quarter and also in 2020?
For sure. I think CPO price has rallied 34% since the start of this quarter. Besides higher price, quarter four is also typically the period where companies tend to fertilize less as it coincides with the rainy season. And lower fertilizing application also means lower expenses to be charged out in the fourth quarter, which in turn means higher profit for companies. But all this will be partly watered down by the expected slowdown in FFB output in the fourth quarter, which has been the key reason for the recent spike in CPO price. So in short, we expect fourth quarter results to be significantly better for a lot of companies.
But do you think the recent CPO rally is sustainable? And if for so, how long?
The price rally has been quite steep over a short period of time. Spot prices has actually gone up by about 600 to 700 ringgit per ton higher compared to end September. So market is reacting to expectation of tightening palm oil supply and also stockpile. And judging by the recent trend in production decline since output peak in October, the output is likely to continue to decline month on month till February of next year. Hence, we think that the CPO price will likely to be sustainable till first quarter of next year, although there could be some volatility between now and then. But the high prices will eventually ration demand, and we expect price correction to set in sometime in second quarter of next year. Our expectation is also mirrored by the CPO futures curve, which is in backwardation with second half of next year's CPO price at a 200 ringgit discount to the immediate months.
So on that note, what is your overall call and as well as your top picks for the sector, Chee Ting?
Yeah, our call remains a neutral call for Chevron's view. I think the key thing is that the large caps have actually priced in next year's recovery at the average CPO price of about 2,300 ringgit per ton. So to us, the focus remains with the small to mid caps, given that earnings are more leveraged to CPO price rally. So we prefer Sarawak Oil Palms and TSH in the small cap space.
Thank you so much, Chee Ting. And that was Ong Chee Ting, Regional Plantations Analyst at Maybank Investment Bank, with a neutral call on the sector overall.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.